This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. Please, please, please don't be one of those people. All right? Making me nuts over here with some of the stuff that you guys are sending me. God. There's a live chat room at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you've got quite a few people there. smarter than I am, definitely. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. All right, Cynthia Nixon, right? She got all emotional on The View today. She discussed why she's on a hunger strike. I don't know if any of you guys know this, but she is going on a hunger strike until there's a ceasefire. Now, I don't know about you guys, but there has been a ceasefire, right? I mean, that's number one. Number two, it's just, again, amazing to me. Number two is even on the ceasefire, Hamas didn't cease fire. She didn't care about that. But not to be nasty, but being a little nasty, who cares? Think about how full yourself that she, how full herself she is to think that her going on a hunger strike is really going to make Israel stop protecting their people. Stop striking back on the cold-blooded. You know, for some of you who don't know, not only is today, and to my Jewish friends, you know, happy Hanukkah to you. All right, not only is today the first day of Hanukkah, but today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. And you have to say to yourself, did you hear about that in school? Right? Seriously, think about it. Did you hear about that in school? I don't know. You have to ask your kids. And I would love to know what these kids heard about today. About today. Who did what to who? Is it whom did what to whom? I don't know. Don't care. Right? That simple. It was on December 7th. It was on a Sunday. We weren't bothering anybody. We was minding our own business. Right? Now, the United States was a neutral country in World War II. We were in negotiations with Japan over the future of the Pacific. Japanese mainly wanted the U.S. to end its sanctions against Japan and to cease aid to China. Oh, we were helping China. As they anticipated a negative response, Japan sent its naval attack groups near Oahu, that's in northern Hawaii, And the attack was carried out before Japan made any formal declaration of war. Now, the military intended to declare war 30 minutes before the attack. Well, the message never got to Washington. So we were attacked without knowing we were at war. We were attacked without knowing they were going to be, they were coming after us. So now, again, I'm sure we're the bad guys. I'm sure we're the guys that started it. Right? And it started really early that morning because, you know, you never really read all the accounts, but as we go through the years doing this, I've made notes. You know, at almost 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning, an American minesweeper saw a submarine periscope near the entrance to Pearl Harbor. Yeah, you might have thought that might have been the alarm, right? No, no big deal. A little after 6 o'clock, the first wave of planes of the Imperial Japanese Navy with nearly 200 planes take off from the aircraft carrier about 275 miles north of Oahu. At almost 7 o'clock, the United States fired its first shots in World War II when the USS Ward shoots on a Japanese submarine. At 7 o'clock, the captain of the USS Ward radios the 14th Naval District, We have attacked, fired upon, and dropped depth charges upon submarines operating in the defensive sea area. Now, nowadays, you know that doesn't work that way, right? Nowadays, they would have to call D.C. They would have to get permission to do this and wait for the lawyers to decide whether they could pull it off or not. At 7 o'clock, a U.S. Army radar operator sighted a large formation of aircraft heading towards Oahu. At 7:20, a lieutenant dismissed the radar report as he believes it was a flight of U.S. planes. Now, some B-17 bombers were due to arrive sometime that day. 7:40 at this time was the first wave the Japanese aircraft reached Oahu. And at almost 8 o'clock, the order was given to the Japanese planes to attack Pearl Harbor. Just amazing. Right? A little after 8 o'clock, the USS Arizona exploded. Killed 1,100 of our officers. Yeah, 1,100. They weren't bothering anybody. We weren't at war. But I guarantee you, you have a teacher out there telling people it's terrible what we did. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RO-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time we spend together. And I mean that sincerely. You know, the emails that you send, just information that you're sending, I very much appreciate it. Some of it I can't use. Talk a little bit about Pearl Harbor Day, what I call Pearl Harbor Day. And I was saying, you know, truly, how long will it take before, you know, we hear about how the Japanese had a right to do what they did to us? We weren't involved in the war. We weren't antagonizing anybody. And basically, they attacked us before we even had a chance to respond to what they were accusing us of. And almost similar to the attack that just took place, you know, in Israel, we were at peace. We didn't even know there was an issue. We didn't know there was a problem. There were over 350 Japanese planes that attacked us that morning. Right? Almost 2,500 American military personnel and civilians died after the attack. You know, while only, I think, a little over 60 Japanese officers and seamen were killed. You know, being how nasty we are, right? There were plenty of battleships that were total losses. The Arizona, the Oklahoma, you know, the Utah. And yet, I wonder if our kids even know about this. Really, honestly. I don't even know if our kids really understand what went down, what took place back then. We'd love to, some of you guys listening, ask your nieces, nephews, grandkids, whatever. Ask them what took place. I'd be curious as to what they learned or what they think they know. Anyway, God, I can't get away from this stuff just so much. All right, Hunter Biden, as you may have heard or not heard or kind of heard, he was indicted on 9 tax charges in California on Thursday as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of the president's son is getting worse, heating up. The new charges, 3 felonies, 6 misdemeanors. Come in addition to the federal firearm charges in Delaware alleging that Hunter Biden broke a law about drug users having guns. There was a woman just thrown in jail because she, quote unquote, lied on her application for a gun. Why? Because she was a drug user. Black female. Black community, you, this is what you need to riot over. This is what you need to get mad about. They're throwing black men and women into jail for doing the same thing Hunter Biden's doing. But you keep voting for Biden. I'm sure he's doing you good. Hunter spent millions of dollars in an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills, apparently. Special Counsel David Weiss said that the charges are focused on at least $1.4 million in taxes that he owed during between 2016 and 2019. Now, he did acknowledge that he was struggling with an addiction, drug addiction, which is why he didn't file and or claim them. If convicted, Hunter Biden could face up to 17 years in prison. Right. Now, Hunter Biden had been previously expected to plead guilty, no misdemeanor tax charges as part of the plea. Defense attorneys have signaled that they plan to fight any new charges, though they haven't said how. White House won't comment on it. Which, you know, frankly and honestly, I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. The agreement, which covered tax years 2017-18, imploded in July after the judge raised questions about this sweetheart deal. This is what I was asking Brad about the other night, Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Remember, I kept saying to him, can't you use cases that they've already dismissed or handled differently or decided not to prosecute when they come after you for the same exact things? And he said, yeah, you can. Well, this is what's happened here. And they need to keep going. Congressional Republicans now, they're also pursuing an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. They claim he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. Now, they, you know, Democrats say you got no proof, no direct proof. Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, they want the President Z to write a letter See, these are the days we gave him money. Here's where it went. Here's how he got it. Yeah, and we tried to buy him. That's what they're looking for. They don't have 1/100th of that when they tried to impeach Trump. Well, they did impeach Trump twice, or tried to. No evidence has emerged so far to prove that Joe Biden in his current or previous office abused his role and or accepted bribes. Well, except if you want to talk about the three bounces of money that went from China to another company, to his brother's company, and then into his bank account. That doesn't count, I guess. Listen, the investigation's been going on since 2018. They say this with such a straight face. Right? The agreement contained the immunity provisions. Defense attorneys have argued that they remain in force since the part of the agreement was signed by a prosecutor before the deal was scrapped. If the judge threw the deal out, doesn't matter. Right? If they're not signed by the judge, they don't make it. The judge has to accept the deal. And that's where it goes sideways, because they don't believe it. Anyway, Hunter Biden's longstanding struggle with substance abuse had worsened during that period after the death of his brother, Bo. Prosecutors wrote, in the plea deal, or a plea draft, say, hey, the guy was under pressure, he was taking drugs, he didn't really understand what he was doing. Although he still made substantial income. For a guy who had no clue, wasn't in touch with reality, he made $2.5 million that year. In business consulting fees, $4 million the next year. Now, my question for you, what does the man do for a living? Help me out. What's he do for a living? Tell me a job that he knows, right? And I'll back off of it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't say it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expected to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Beginning on Friday, potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify on Saturday and reach full strength by Sunday.
Following combative testimony before a congressional committee this week, three major universities are now under investigation.
The House Committee on Education in the Workforce is investigating Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania over rampant anti-Semitism. University leaders faced criticism during a congressional hearing for not explicitly stating whether calls for the genocide of Jews violate campus rules on harassment.
Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
There we go. I'm back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're doing things, that you're involved. You know, there's a lot of other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. I certainly appreciate it because I know there's a lot happening. Like, all right, we're talking about Hunter Biden and how much time he might get. How about none? Look, if he gets anything more than a slap on the wrist, I will be totally surprised. And I mean totally surprised. You guys in the chat room, you got any other ideas? Because this is how I feel about it. And that's an L.A. indictment. But there's nobody in L.A. that's going to be against him, really. So they got him for failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes. Maybe he can get tax relief. What do you think? I mean, they're pushing that big time. You know, and again, you look at this. This is the president's son. What makes anybody think for a minute that they're going to put this kid behind bars? And you'll never hear the Democrats say anything about it. He's one of them. They want him protected. If they can't protect him, well, daddy may go down too. Can't have that happening. I'm sorry. I read some of this stuff and I've just got to giggle over it, you know? No place else to go. Yeah, I love it. You know, Fox News left. I don't know. Some of you guys may have caught it. I didn't. But Fox News interrupted a live stream of Donald Trump's rally in Iowa to correct his statements about the 2020 election, asserting that it was not rigged or stolen. I think he has the right to say what he wants to say. Why would they interrupt it? They could do a runner underneath it that just said these opinions or these views are his, not ours. But just like what, you know, Greg Gutfeld and even Jesse Waters now calling out Fox for what they did. They got guts. Now, Fox anchor Neville, she said the 2020 election was not rigged. It was not stolen. Can she attest to that? I mean, I'm seeing more and more stuff pop up. You see more and more elections that were challenged. Now we're seeing what took place. So one city, I think it was the last week, they had they have 700 inhabitants. And I don't know why anybody would care about it. The city is small, a town. 700 inhabitants, 1,100 votes were cast. Hello? Right? Now, meanwhile, political consultant Dr. Louis Perron suggested while Trump has a good chance of defeating President Joe Biden in the upcoming election, he's not a shoo-in. No, he's not. But you know, the funny thing about this, we don't care if he's got a dirty suit on, dirty shoes, I don't know, smoked cigarettes, got a T-shirt with gray. Nobody cares. We want him to defeat China. We want him to make this place safe again. We want him to make sure that the Iranians aren't supporting terrorism all over the place and killing people like in Israel. That's what we want to make sure. It shouldn't be that hard. Now, Perron emphasized the importance of keeping the focus on Biden and presenting a clear vision for a second Trump term. And that's where I would fault Trump, too. Stop using 70% of the time that you have speaking to the people talking about how it was elected, the election was rigged, or anything like that. We know it. We got it. We got what you're saying. Hit it. Use less words. Hit it faster. Move on. Right? And then tell us what you're going to do to fix it. You know, elections with an incumbent or a referendum on incumbents, I think you're going to have a real solid negative referendum on Joe Biden. But I thought the same thing about Obama. Right? And then somehow, wink, wink, nod, I'll leave it at that, he got reelected. Two-thirds of Americans, for those of you who really, really can't figure that one out. Right? It's over 60%. As two-thirds of Americans think that their country is headed, hey, look, guys, don't make fun of me. We saw that, we heard that video last week or the week before where they couldn't tell you what was more or less, two-thirds or half. Two-thirds of Americans think that their country is headed in the wrong direction. More than half of the voters tell pollsters that they disapprove of President Joe Biden, what he's doing, how he's running the country. I mean, in essence, 2024, for all intents and purposes, it belongs to the Republicans. They could blow it. And it ain't that hard to blow it, but they could blow it. You know, they're trying to blame the Republicans for shutting down the government, getting ready to shut down the government. Some of these laws that the Democrats try to push through really fast, we want some accounting for the money, all the money going to Ukraine. Where's it going? Whose pockets is it going into? That's what we want to know. Ain't that hard. Anyway. Perron warns the candidates not to rely solely on the weakness, failures, and even scandals of the incumbent government. They're often not enough to bring down an incumbent voting for challengers like moving houses. Now, their likely nominee, Donald Trump, is as disliked as Joe. That's a true statement. I don't know who they're asking, but that's a true statement. I have seen the polls. I've seen the studies. And most people have made up their minds about him. Right? When you talk to a lot of people on the streets, it's going to be hard to change your minds. I can't tell you how many Democrats, when they were interviewing them on the streets, they go, look, I voted for Obama. I voted for Biden. I'm done voting for Democrats. Now, Republicans have their share of issues, too. You know that. There are many Republicans, conservative Republicans, that feel that Republicans have done what they said they were going to do. Why do you think McCarthy got ousted? He should have been in there to begin with. Anyway. You know, I was taught when I was running for office, you have to draw a contrast between yourself and the other person. Trump has shown that he can do the job. He did. He screwed up some places. Some of my close friends, some of the people that come on this show will say to me, yeah, but you cannot dismiss what he did during COVID. I go, well, yeah, I actually can. I'm not sticking up for the guy. I'm not telling you he was right, wrong, or anything else. But what I am going to tell you is that he thought he was getting information from the right people. I mean, think about it. Chris Christie was part of the team that was setting up his cabinet. Right? Chris Christie, hello. And he wants you to trust him? Wasn't he one of, he was the one that shut down the bridge in New York, didn't he? During rush hour? It's just amazing. Now, again, never stops. Oh, God. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I love this one, too. Department of Justice announced last week that Tennessee's aggravated prostitution law for people who know they are HIV positive violates the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act. Now, the law basically says, because HIV is so easily transmitted, California did it too, right? And it's a devastating disease, or can be. If you are HIV positive and you don't tell your partner you're HIV positive before having sex with them, it used to be you could go to jail for that. Now you can't go to anything. You don't have to say anything. Isn't that great that you can pass off a disease to somebody? They can go on and pass it off to how many ever other people, and they'll never know where they got it, who they got it from, or that they even have a chance of having it all. The DOJ said Friday that on World AIDS Day, that the state of Tennessee, its Bureau of Investigation, and Shelby County District Attorney's Office violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by enforcing the state's aggravated prostitution statute. Wow. Just amazing. So I'm your host, Uncle Far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head over to MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off. And I really do very much appreciate the time that you're spending. Me. Hello. Oh, there it is. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, get 30 to 70% off. I'm telling you, you're going to run out of time. Don't be stupid. Whatever you're going to order, order now. Bathrobes, slippers, there's all kinds of stuff there. And I guarantee you, the stuff that you're going to want to have, you'll love to have. You know, you bathrobes, pillows, slippers, pillowcases, sheets, towels, I mean, all kinds of good stuff. Doesn't cost you anything to peruse the site. But once you do, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70% off. And on top of that, he's giving it to March to send it back. So if you really don't like what it is that you got, you send it back, no harm, no foul, get all your money back. Really that easy. Okay? All right. We were talking about the DOJ coming after Tennessee for what they're calling their aggravated prostitution statute. All right? It made it a Class C felony when you know that you're infected with HIV, you engage in sexual activity as a business or as an inmate in a house of prostitution or loiters in public place for the purpose of being hired to engage in sexual activity. Aggravated prostitution is also categorized as a violent sexual offense. Now, here's the thing. You could die from HIV. We see it on TV all the time, right? How bad it is. How much it affects people. But yet, these lunatics think that it's okay not to tell a person you're having sex with that you might pass it on to and infect other people. Unreal. In October, the ACLU and the Transgender Law Center filed a lawsuit in the Tennessee District Court that argues simply that the law violates equal protection. You know, when we really think about it, what did our founding fathers have in mind for equal protection? No, really, it's just like the conversation we have on a regular basis about the First Amendment. Do you really think that our founding fathers put the First Amendment in place so that you could, I don't know, swear at police officers? You know, call them all kinds of names. I mean, what do you think the reason for the First Amendment was really truly for? Well, if you read their letters to each other, which I'm sure many of you have not, but if you read their letters to each other, if you read the journals, if you read the arguments that were being had at the time, it had everything in the world to do with the government. Right? Now think about that. Everything they're trying to stop you from doing is exactly what our founding fathers had in mind. You would be able to criticize the government, speak out against the government, talk against the government without having to worry about retaliation. That's what it was for. Right? Amazing how far we've got, how far away we've got from that. Now when you get here, I love this. I think all this stuff is hilarious. The way they twist to talk about the amendments, the way they want them to read, right? And where the DOJ investigating to see what the mindset was behind the Tennessee legislature putting this together. How about they were simply trying to protect other people from getting HIV? I'm just saying, what do you think? If you've got a sickness, a disease, if you've got something that you could easily hand off to somebody else, why the heck wouldn't you tell them? Right? They say the law violates the equal protection, but you really think, again, that equal protection, when our founding fathers made it, thought that that would mean that you could pass off life-killing diseases to other people. You really believe it? Defendants are especially violating the guarantee by subjecting people living with HIV who are convicted of engaging in sex work. Now, think about that. God. Here it is, you have it. You know you have it. You know you can transmit it, and yet your job is selling your body and that disease. Well, that's what you're doing, aren't you? I'd love to hear what you have to say. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Right? That individuals living with HIV are treated so differently can only be understood as a remnant of the profoundly prejudiced early response to AIDS epidemic. No. Nobody wants to die. I'm sorry they have it. Don't know how they got it. Not going to suggest how they got it. Nobody wants to die. You don't have a right to pass that on to me so you can have a good time for 3.5 minutes in bed. Really? If you really care about somebody, you really love somebody, you tell them what's going on. However, they claim this is marginalizing black, cisgender, and transgender women. Why? I just read this stuff to you because it boggles my mind that they actually believe this stuff. Not a little bit. They big time believe this stuff. Anyway. A January 6th investigation is revealing now even new evidence over these destroyed tapes. There's a 50-page errata sheet recently uncovered by Representative Barry Loudermilk. He ignored the debate about the credibility of the Hutchinson's account and the handling of the information. You know what? How did they lose all that? How did the White House? They must use the same company that Hillary used, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know how they say it all with a straight face. Now, the sheet was dated September 12, 2022, contains substantial modifications to the Hutchinson's narrative regarding key events in Capitol. You know, it's not as the Secret Service vehicle who were transporting Donald Trump, the presidents of guns at the rally, all that stuff. Now, the legal arguments around it, the experts argue that these changes go beyond typical corrections for technical errors and raise concerns about the credibility of the testimony, of Hutchinson's testimony. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz, he said that these alterations are not corrections, but they constitute entirely new testimony. That witness needed to be cross-examined, which is what he's saying. Robert Charles, a former staff director of the House Oversight Committee, he expressed that Hutchinson's errata is unlike any he has encountered in his legal career, raising questions about its implications for future criminal trials, especially ones related to January 6th. Now, the House, the committee's response, and the missing evidence about all this, Representative Benny Thompson won't address why Hutchinson's errata sheet was not disclosed. A sheet with the real information. A sheet that would stop, would make them have to rethink the way they put this out there. Now, Loudermilk's House Administrative Committee, Oversight Subcommittee, the successor to the January 6th Committee, has uncovered errata sheets and even other evidence. It's not going to stop soon. We all know how dirty this is. Right, don't we? Crucial videotapes of Hutchinson's transcribed interviews, they've been destroyed by the January 6th Committee. Now we only have typewritten transcripts. Gee, I wonder how that happened. They're really good at that. Now, Hutchinson's acknowledged he changed stories. In her book, Enough, Hutchinson admitted to withholding information from the January 6th Committee before changing lawyers. She accused a former lawyer, Stephen Passantino, of pressuring her testimony to remain loyal to Trump and claim he vehemently denies. You know, some of these people were given special deals. You've heard some come forward already. I mean, a lot of these people did absolutely nothing. Look at all the people that they're chasing, right, from January 6th. They did absolutely nothing but show up. They did nothing else. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Write it down. Use it in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.